Welcome to Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. And there's more at my website, allbook-books.com, which gets you to the Substack page for the recent poems, essays, and such like. Topic arose this week. So I want to talk about a book I read. It's published in 1970. I read it a long time ago. I don't remember when, but it's an example of I don't remember a thing except the title of the book, which is one of my deep-rooted practices, mantras, what have you, by Shunryu Suzuki. Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. His transcriptions of his talks. And he's from Japan. He was born into a family of Buddhist monks, reluctantly, but going by the info on Wikipedia, because it simplifies things here. And the book is has to do with right practice, right attitude, right understanding. Suzuki was educated in the Soto school, S-O-T-O. That's the school of, compared to the Rinzai. Rinzai is like sudden enlightenment, and Soto is like a steady progression towards enlightenment. So personally, I think there's both. So I don't know the exact, without getting into the methods and the madness behind all of that. Well, one of the things emphasized is that Zen is life in action and life in inaction. It's both. It's not just sitting around doing whatever. It's both. So having the title in mind, before doing this, I went to the bay, one of my favorite spots, to look at the waters, say some prayers, just tune into the energy there. And I had that experience not long ago, seeing the ocean, the water lapping onto the shore. And going to visit, at first, it's very wow, like, wow, look at that, what rhythm. But then I thought, that's what that does all day. It's doing that when I'm not there for the 5 minutes or 10 minutes I'm there. It's doing that all day, and I guess I could say eternally. That's what that does, the water lapping on the shore. Now, is that Zen mind, beginner's mind? Seems to me it is some of that. It's the It does that all the time, and yet each time is like the first time. So, yeah, the well-known quote from the book that is prompting this is the, in the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, but in the expert's, there are few. In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, but in the expert's, there are few. So what does that mean exactly? Well, my interpretation is that, you know, I think of the first day on a job where one is totally wide-eyed, paying attention to every detail, trying to take in as much as possible to learn the job and to make a good impression. And then when one does the job over and over and over and over and the years go on, there's that tendency to perhaps get careless and to think one knows it so well, one doesn't have to think about it much. And that's just not the job. That's anything that one does repeatedly, even if it's driving on the same road to work. It becomes, or just walking into your bathroom, it becomes so familiar we tend not to think about it. But that's where the Zen mind, beginner's mind comes in and reminds that no matter how many times you've done it, to approach it with the beginner's mind. And then in the experts, there are few. So again, the expert, someone who thinks they're expert, gets above themselves. The tendency to overlook the obvious gets enhanced. So that's the gist of what I think that means. It's about paying attention. It's about the mindfulness and the freshness. Think of little kids and, you know, how fresh 2 or 3 or 4 year olds are. They make people smile and laugh because they have the beginner's mind. They have the beginner's mind. And the experts, especially in this day and age, there's too many, so many experts in the news and this and that, and they get trotted out as if, oh, just because they're an expert, now I'm supposed to be convinced that that's a fact. When a lot of times the experts are biased or narrow-minded or overly scientific, or they have no sense of the bigger spiritual perspective or what have you. So there is a place, the expert, someone who knows something really well, of course, that has its place. Hence, in the experts, in the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities. In the experts, there are few. So doesn't mean there are none. But it's just, it's a warning to not get overly impressed if you are an expert. And whoever you are, expert or no expert, just to maintain your open mind, maintain your beginner's mind. As the years go on, I think of that too. Things that I've done, you know, repeatedly and over, and then how do I keep it fresh? How do I keep it fresh and stay fully alert with those things that get done over and over and over again? So again, that's why that book title and that line is a significant one for in my experience and many others. Now, to the expert's defense, there's an old joke. I don't remember all the details, but somebody is getting, you know, some old big equipment fixed, and nobody can do it, and they spend all the time and nobody can do it, and then some other guy comes in and like with a wrench or something, he just taps it and then it works, and then he's got to charge him like $500, and the guy's like, $500? All you did was tap it. The repairman says, well, yeah, but I had to study for years and years and years, and I had to know that that was the issue. So, yeah, sometimes the expert mind is essential and comes in handy and has a good example. So I find, again, as the years go on, that it's a ongoing blend of beginner's mind, quote-unquote expert's mind. It could be some topic that I don't know about, or just a personal thing, not a matter of being an expert, or it could be a topic I know a lot about, and some people think I'm an expert. Regardless, I've got to maintain that beginner's mind, and while also respecting whatever level of expertness there may be. But I think the default is the childlike beginner's mind, or maybe more so the seasoned beginner's mind. In any case, though, the beginner's mind is the reference point. And just to read here what Wikipedia says, because I like it, and it's got a lot of quotes. Maybe it's from the book, because some of these quotes are Shambhala. Beginner's mindset. One of the central themes of beginner's mind is to cultivate Shoshin, or beginner's mind. That is, to face every moment with an open and impartial attitude. The mindset of this, see, I think this is important too, because we also, another layer of beginner's mind is to come to topics with a layered experience. Whether it's layered with your education, layered with your religion, layered with your belief system, layered with your the news propaganda that you flat out believe. I'm showing my bias there. But anyway, whatever the preconceived layer that one has, if it is that can flavor not truly seeing what's happening in the moment. I think this is a major thing in general. That I wonder how much people actually just see the simplicity of the moment because it's so layered with other stuff. Whether it's, you know, I got to take a photo of it. I have to write about it. I have to do this. I have to do that. But what about first just seeing it for what it is? And again, some of the layers can be of experience, which are helpful to knowing, to recognizing what something is. Somebody... A neighbor walked by and told me there's some poison ivy, so I didn't know that. So that expert mind helped me deal with that. Then Wikipedia continues, the mindset of beginners needs to be free from the constraints of past experience, habits, or knowledge, and be able to observe the world with brand new perspective. This openness enables individuals to maintain curiosity and be willing to embrace new experience rather than being confined by established concepts. This mindset requires practitioners to remain present and alert at all times. In meditation, every meeting and every breath should be regarded as a brand new experience. Even if a person practices the same exercises every day, the practitioner should handle them with a beginner's mindset to maintain vitality and awareness. In meditation, many beginners feel frustrated due to the wandering in their minds, but Zen Mind Beginner's Mind mentions that the true practice is to maintain awareness in this chaos rather than pursuing a perfect state. And true transformation occurs when practitioners demonstrate their intentions through disciplined participation. The beginner's mind is not merely a method. It is a living expression of non-attachment and clarity. So, yes, it's easier to have the beginner's mind just, sitting there and noticing something, but to actually put it into action, that's the true test. So whatever you're doing, if you're working on a project or writing something and you've written your 1,000th poem or whatever, or you're starting to learn a new writing form and you feel like you don't know what you're doing, there may be an inner expert and inner knowing that works alongside with the beginner's mind. So there's no answer to all of this. It's just a matter of finding your own way of applying this. But I think the beginner's mind, the Zen mind, beginner's mind is the starting point. And to add one more thing, sort of reverse the polarity, spice it up a little bit, you can kind of jolt your consciousness in a good way. If you're tired of the same old routine, do something different. Because that pushes you, that forces you into a Zen mind, beginner's mind. And when I do something like that, I find it invigorating. I feel like I'm younger. Like, I feel like, wow, my juices are cranking again a bit more to pay attention to what's going on. It sort of gets things tingling. You know, if you have breakfast at home every day, just try, going out for something. Or if you go out every day, try making it home. Just flip the perspective and see what you notice. Keep an open mind. Be well.